podcast of the Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we conclude chapter 7 in the Gospel of Matthew, where we'll be in verses 24 through 29. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined. When Jesus finished these words, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as their scribes. The presence of the Spirit enlightens your soul to receive the Word of God by a daily practice that resonates in every word you pray. The discipline God expects from us to remain surrendered to living His proclamation of love, faith, and hope of His grace and mercy, living redeemed. It seems hard, but is full of peace. The kind of peace that allows you to give until it hurts, proclaiming a fast often, seeing your home dwell amidst the winds of hurricanes or torrential rains of every year, when it stamps firm in the protection and honor you live in, proclaiming God first. Your home is your fortress, and I pray that God dwells there constantly, lifting your souls to know His will in every aspect of living. When you see a house begin to fall, pray for them earnestly and share the gospel message of grace to call as the surviving peace of truth. Share forgiveness and allow the Spirit to show them the authority of knowing salvation. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. I pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen. She is the grandmother of Brittany, who we speak healing prayers for daily, who overcame brain cancer. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother in the name of Louis, and we pray that that job comes for him soon. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. We lift them up in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study, or conclusion, I should say, of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. We'll finish up chapter 7 today with verses 24 through 29. We've got a four-stanza poem ongoing. It's titled, My Words, Listen, Home Remains complete. My words, listen, anyone, man wise who acts on them, rock his house built from stone, coming floods, heavy rains won't shun. House buffeted by blowing winds great, collapse not its feet. Rock was solid, nothing can defeat. My words, listen, home remains complete. Only a fool doesn't act on them. Sand house, wind buffets, falls from the stem. falling rain, coming floods will begin to ruin completely the collapse from all sin. With these words, Jesus was finished teaching his astonished, if they'd only listen. Authority taught by he, others didn't get it. Unlike the scribes, authority they couldn't finish. Amen. I'm Tom Shokruz Wiggins. It's January 13th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 5:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world. On universalutterings.org, we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Our broadcast and podcast is brought to you each day by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministries. We are doing business as Universal Utterings. We come to you each day to share the Word of God in rhyme. Thank you for joining us as we call out to our good friends John and Marie each day. God bless you too. And today we'll be closing in a familiar theme. Oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and Universal Utterings and the Word of God, where you build your house based on the Word. It will withstand all falling. Amen. Pray for those who need prayers. Keep prayers going constantly, and the Lord will feed you his truth and direction and give you the beauty of knowing redemption. Amen. So we close in the name of Jesus as we call out to our brother-in-law, Johnny. God bless you, Johnny. As we close in Jesus' name. Jesus. 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 God bless you.